This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Job chapters 1 through 3, we begin our study of human suffering and the difficult question of why. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today we begin our study of one of the most profound books in the Bible, the book of Job. The main theme of Job is the problem of suffering. And this is one of the best books to study for answers to this very difficult subject. Down through the years, thousands of books have been written about human suffering. Most of them grapple with the problem of why good people suffer. Others try to find some meaning in their experience of pain. And usually, in their study of suffering, most authors find their way back to the book of Job. You see, most of us probably consider Job to be a man who should have never have suffered. The Bible describes him as perfect and upright, a man who feared God and shunned evil. He had a high reverence for the majesty of God, high regard for his authority, and a healthy dread of God's wrath. Job lived out the biblical description of what it means to fear God. Job was also well known and wealthy, and a man who gave generously to the needs of the less fortunate. Yet neither his godly life nor his great wealth shielded him from the calamities of life. From Job's experience, we discover it is possible to undergo intense suffering and loss without coming apart at the seams. When things fall apart, the presence and the power of God are enough to carry us through. Job chapter 1, verse 20 says that after losing all his material possessions and his 10 children, Job got up, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground in worship. He said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, Satan had predicted that Job would curse God to his face. Job did not curse. He worshiped. How could he do that? Well, the same way that you and I can, by learning to trust God in every circumstance and walk with Him one day at a time. Vance Havner used to say that when you see a Bible that's falling apart, it probably belongs to someone who isn't. In our walk of daily discipleship, hard times will come. Yet from the book of Job, we are assured that our suffering is known to God, that Satan cannot touch our lives beyond the limits of God's permission, and that God wants to use every circumstance of our lives for His glory and our good. I hope you'll be reading, studying, and praying over the book of Job as we study it in the days to come. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what is God trying to teach me? From Job chapters 4 through 7 on Daily Discipleship.